What about the patient who presents with a primary colon cancer and metastatic disease? How do you think that went through?
For most purposes, if a patient with metastatic disease does not suffer from an obstructing tumor or bleeding complication, etc., so if the primary tumor does not cause any local problems which need to be addressed surgically, I think the majority of us would now use systemic chemotherapy as the first step. And this is what I've done more and more, even using bevacizumab in patients with intact primary, although we know that this might be associated with a slightly higher risk of GI perforation in the range of 3% compared to 1.5, 1.7%. But I think making sure that the metastatic situation is addressed, because this is the clinically dominating, prognostically dominating situation, beats these considerations.
At what point, if any, then, do you consider surgery on the primary lesion?
I would consider a surgery for a primary lesion after I've shown a significant impact and a significant shrinkage of metastasis. Along the lines of what we've discussed about stop-and-go regimen, there is a time when we can take patients off therapy. So once we've gained ground on the tumor, I think I would feel safe to take patients off therapy to allow for resection, for instance, after 4 months of therapy.